The Chestermere RCMP recently warned the public to be aware of fraudulent phone calls claiming to come from the detachment, after their phone number was spoofed. I'm happy to say no Chestermere or Rocky View residents, to my knowledge, fell victim to this fraudulent attempt to obtain money, said Acting Chestermere Detachment Commander Sergeant Joe Stubbs. Stubbs said the issue came to light after a fraud claim was recently made to police in Calgary, in which a victim had transferred money to a fraudster masking their phone number with the Chestermere RCMP detachments. The Chestermere detachment fielded approximately a dozen calls reporting the behavior, according to Stubbs. A press release states callers were telling victims they are under investigation by the RCMP, and will be promptly arrested if large amounts of money are not transferred rather quickly. Information provided by the RCMP explains that spoofing happens when a phone device's caller ID feature is altered to display a more trusted phone number. Police in Chestermere want to remind the public that call display should not be used as a means of confirming the identity of the caller on the other end of the line. They emphasize that fraudsters thrive off of anxiety, with the hope that money will be sent quickly as a means of resolution. Authorities are also reiterating that RCMP do not contact individuals via phone as a means of fine or money collection, and will not ask for personal information such as a social insurance number, credit card number, address or date of birth. RCMP encourage anyone who has received a potentially fraudulent phone call, or know someone who has, to contact their local police, as well as the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre at 1-888-495-8501 or through their website. In light of the recent incident, Chestermere RCMP are reminding residents to stay vigilant and take active steps to limit the risk of falling victim to fraud. No legitimate government agency or business will demand payment in gift cards or prepaid credit cards, the detachment stated in their release. These methods are used by criminals in order to hide their activities from police. The detachment also said that if you receive a call from someone claiming you owe them money, to get as much information as possible before doing so and tell them you will call them back. Anyone who believes they may have been victimized by this scam, or who has given out personal or financial information in error, is advised to contact their local police service and their financial institution. On August 11, Stubbs said the issue is not resolved, as scammers typically cycle through trusted phone numbers regularly as a means to commit fraud. He added he is aware of a similar situation where the London Aunt RCMP detachment's phone number was also used for phone scams. According to Stubbs, at this time, the spoofing of the Chestermere RCMP's phone number has ceased.